We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fitting. Big Ten. Out in California. John, I'm so excited to be in today. Jim Costa in for Stoney. John, you're a Big Ten guy. You're a college football guy. This is seismic news as people wake up today, and it became official last night. USC, UCLA, Big Ten schools effective 2024. And we will get to all of the dominoes that could fall from this. But just initially, I looked at this and said, that's a hell of a counterpunch to the SEC. They add Oklahoma and Texas. You go add Los Angeles. You add USC. And by the way, I do think this is an ode to people who do like tradition. These are schools that the Big Ten has traditionally clashed with. You get academics, you get football, you also get basketball,
yeah,
and you get brands, money. It felt like a home run move for the Big Ten, but we know it's not just going to stop there. John, what was your initial reaction?
My initial reaction is, okay, now the Big Ten is coast to coast. They're the only conference that is going to go, you know, span the country east to west. And it, you know, financially, you know, the SEC goes and at, yeah, Oklahoma and Texas, big college football names, big brands, but it's Norman, Oklahoma, and it's Austin, Texas. The Big Ten counters with, all right, we're going to go get ourselves a couple of big brands in USC and UCLA, but we're going to add LA. That to me is the Big Ten, the richest conference, going and saying, we're going to remain the richest conference, and we'll figure out all the details. We'll figure out the transportation cost and schedule and inconvenience to our student athletes. We'll figure all of that out. But as of now, we want to remain the richest conference. And on the surface, this all looks great. And selfishly, all right, now that I'm going to be broadcasting Michigan football games, to be able to sit in the broadcast booth of the Rose Bowl, that's outstanding. I can't wait for that moment for Michigan, for Big Ten schools to be able to, you know, it's going to be on the schedule that they'll play in the Rose Bowl, that they'll play in the Coliseum. That's all great. However, all of the traditions, what the Rose Bowl meant, the tradition of college football was hanging on by a thread. As it is, because last year, yeah, we had Ohio State and Utah playing in the Rose Bowl. Classic Big Ten Pac-12 matchup. That's great. That is all dead. All of the traditions, unless you have certain traditions for your university on campus on college football Saturdays, and the fact that Michigan is still going to play Ohio State, Michigan is still going to play Michigan State, all of those traditions are still there. But the tradition that we know that is college football is absolutely dead. And that bothers me. And I'm okay with change. It took me a little while to get on board with NIL. Before it happened, I was like, you know what? This is going to happen. We're going to have to accept it. And yes, there should be a way for college athletes to capitalize on name, image, and likeness. I would have loved it as a player. That's changed. The transfer portal, I think that's empowering the student athlete. That's great. All of these things I think are good for the student athlete. It doesn't mean that they're good for college football as a whole. Both things can be true at the same time. And I do, I'm just disappointed. We will no longer, but the Pac-12.
Life support, it's done.
It's dead. The Pac-12 is going to go away. The Big 12 eventually will go, I mean, Texas and Oklahoma are going to be in the SEC in a couple of years. Okay, yeah, they picked up, what, Cincinnati and you know whoever else. It doesn't matter. The Big 12 will be dead. Now it's a matter of where do the teams that are left, and I'm going to throw the ACC in there as well, where do those teams end up? Because we will end up with two, we're going to go from Power 5 to Power 2. That's where this is heading, and there's going to be a whole lot of college football programs and a whole lot of universities and colleges left out to dry.
So we're talking, this is interesting, we're talking to Big Ten fans, but John, we're also talking to college football fans.
Oh, yeah.
And those interests are not necessarily aligned as we see the sport changing before our very eyes.
And in the Midwest, you have some of the most rabid college football fans. Yes, there are Hawkeye fans. There are Badger fans. There's Wolverines. There's Spartans. There's Buckeyes. But they also continue to have an eye on what is going on around college football. They want to see what's, you know, what was going on in the Pac-12 because that was traditionally going to be the matchup in the Rose Bowl. Big Ten matchup against the Pac-12 champ. And that is all of that. If you are, let's just say, 40 years of age and older. Now, I know I'm excluding your demographic and generation. Everything that they knew about the tradition of January the 1st, Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl, all of it is gone. It's gone.
So how do people feel about it? 248-539-9797. John, I agree with you. The Big Ten, this was the move. If you want to stay relevant, the SEC keeps winning championships. They are adding Texas and Oklahoma. What's the only move you can make to rival them? USC. You bring in USC and their rival UCLA. I don't care about travel. I don't care about geography. I know that's
because you're not an athletic director.
Well, okay, but we have these things called airplanes and in many cases, right, chartered private flights.
Okay, so
and there's going to be more than enough money to go, more than enough money to go around to pay for these flights.
For football, you will have chartered private flights. For every other sport.
This is about football, though.
It's 100% about football, but for every other sport, if you are a non-rev sport, you're not going to be taking a private chartered flight. You're going to have to go through security. You're going to have to sit there at a gate. Flights will be canceled. And, I mean, that's going to be, I think, a major issue is can you actually show up for competition?
The flight's still 5 hours. Those can't be fun all the time.
No, right. But come on. Geography has been irrelevant in college football.
The cost.
You have West Virginia in the Big 12. You have Houston forever in the American, which is a primarily East Coast kind of deal. You have Rutgers in the Big Ten, okay, Nebraska in the Big Ten.
Now,
geographically, it hasn't been relevant for a while. The lines
Rutgers,
have been blurred for years.
Rutgers and Maryland. And, I mean, you're going to have to send your tennis team, men's and women's, your rowing team, your crew. You're going to have to send all of these teams out to the West Coast.
That's the cost of adding those schools. And the pros outweigh the cons.
Yes, but the thing that is getting lost in all of this, and I know that I'm probably in the minority of this when I say these are still student athletes. Now, on the football side of things, okay, you can drop the student athlete and say they're athletes, they're making money on name, image, and likeness. And their brand just got bigger because not only are you now a Big Ten athlete in the Midwest, you're going to have exposure on the West Coast in LA and all of that. But not every student, not every athlete is going to just be an athlete. You've got student athletes, and you're going to have that tennis team or the swimming team or whatever it is going from Rutgers in Maryland, spending 5 hours one day going out to LA. Spending another 5 hours coming back. I mean, what happened with actually showing up and going to class? is, I mean, that is all going to be, it's going to have to be dealt with.
Well, but you said it was hanging by a thread because this was always headed this way. When there's the kind of money that is in college athletics at the highest level, that's what drives the bus. That's what dictates the moves that get made. Geography's out the window. It has been for years. The Big Ten made a smart move for their conference.
Right, and I'm now, not saying they're not going to make this decision because right. they're worried
no,
about
you don't get
the
hung
Rutgers
up on...
tennis team going to L.A. right. I'm not foolish enough to say that, but that is a major concern.
I would say it's a minor concern.
Well, okay, yes, you're right. It is a minor concern, but for all of those other student-athletes, and we're talking about thousands, it's going to be an issue.
So then the question now is as a football fan, a college football fan, how do you feel about all this? As we talk about traditions changing, I don't think they get eliminated entirely, but John, you talk about the Rose Bowl not being the Rose Bowl. You talk about these rivalries being watered down. You're not going to play everybody every year if this thing balloons up to 16, 18, 20, or we even talked about 24 pre-show. Where is this headed? What should the Big Ten be doing next? Because you know it's an arms race with the SEC. And John, we got a text from somebody who says, as a Notre Dame fan, I'd love to hear your opinion on where they fit into all this. So why don't we get into that? The dominoes, everything is available for you. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.